Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our coming days study, we talked about people who come into a church and try to change it, even though there are churches close by that are already like what they want yours to be. Let's continue with that thought today. Listen to these words from Jesus' mouth in Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. Jesus said, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." What is righteousness' sake? Well, it's that which is moral, modest, and magnifies the Lord. And so people make fun of your standards, they make fun of your dress, they make fun of all kinds of things about you, and you can't have any fun, you can't do this, you can't do that, blah, 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 blah. And they go on with that. And basically, they try to persecute you. They try to shame you for righteousness' sake. Well, the Lord says, you're blessed if they do that, because yours is the kingdom of God. In verse 11, Jesus goes on to say, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." Now look, if you're a preacher and you're going to preach the word, just mark it down. That's going to happen with regularity. I have it happen now. Sometimes I say I really hate email because now I get attacked more through email than I did regular mail before. And now it's just really increases. And it's some of them I end up laughing because they're so ridiculous, but they will revile you. And then others, maybe in the church, maybe in your home, maybe in your neighborhood. And they'll make all kind of false accusation, all matter of evil against you falsely. And he says, for my sake. Oh, my friend, he says, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. I have jokingly said sometimes, these people that are making false accusation, they persecute you, they run you down to others, they do all these things, send them a thank you card. They're building you a reward in heaven, okay? And, you know, we have fun with that, but there are people that do that. And you always wonder, they want to change your standards, they want to do this, they want to change everything, your doctrine, your standards, and everything else. There are churches in town that have those doctrines and standards. But instead of leaving you, they want to stay there and try to change those churches. You see, well, that is not only unethical and evil. That is the one in Jude 4 that comes into the church unawares. The Bible says privily. He's trying to go in behind your back. They're trying to come in and act like they're one of you. And then they'll turn the grace, the holy, the pure, the righteous grace of God into lasciviousness, trying to give liberty to the flesh to fulfill desires that might be accepted with respectable society, but not with the Lord. But that says they do that because Christ is not personal life. Lord told us he'd guide us with his eyes, so you got to keep your eye on Jesus if he's going to guide you with his eyes, okay? You got to look at his eyes and see where he says to go. Now, Jesus builds the hope within us by his unchanging promise that when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and when men say things against you falsely for his name's sake, we will gain a reward in heaven. that is unlike anything on earth. It is so great. And so you take God at His word, you believe that, and taking Him at His word, you just keep on keeping on as you look towards that great day. Now, this is important to remember. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. A lot of times you see people will come into a good fundamental independent Baptist church and they try to introduce, maybe it's tongues, maybe it's Calvinism, maybe it's some other thing of that nature. And so what you have to do is try to meet it head on with the Word of God and stick to the Word of God, loving their soul. But those people try to deceive. They act like they're one of you, but they also are deceived themselves. And they've been successful in the first deceit, and that is the deceit of themselves. So we rest in the peace of the promise of God. For now you may have problems, and they may grow. And there is no relief from the heartache, the suffering, the disappointment, or the persecution. And we want relief. Oh, we desire relief. Basically, what we want to do is say to the Lord, Lord, give me my rest. But our rest is not in this life. He will have to give us the strength to do what is right according to His word. And many times, we are praying for a rest when we need to pray for the strength of God. Now, please understand, we are in the minority now. People hate fundamental Christianity. It is not unusual to have family members get mad at a fundamental Christian going to a church that is in their family. So they will run down that church, its pastor, its people. They'll make fun and do all kinds of things to try to discourage you. But believer, stay true to God. Stay true to Him. Why? Well, 1 Corinthians 15:57-58. 57 says, but thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, for as much as you know, that your labor is not in vain. And in verse 58, okay, so that is great. Our labor is not in vain. You know, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It's against the devil himself. But just be steadfast. Be unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, why? Abounding in the work of the Lord, steadfast, unmovable, because you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And even though we are in the minority, we are still on the winning side. So be patient. Keep trusting God. Now, one of the things I want you to realize is that Jesus Christ is not the unifier. He is a divider. Sometimes I'll say He is the great divider. But He can divide in churches, and He can divide in the home. You say, Jesus? You're talking about, yeah. In Matthew chapter 10, this is Jesus speaking, and He's saying it of Himself. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. And you say, well, deny, well, I've never denied Him to anybody. If somebody asks me a Christian, I tell them, yeah, I've never denied that. That's not what He means. Sometimes you deny them from hearing the gospel. You deny them from seeing a holy life. You deny them from seeing what a Christian's supposed to be. You deny them from the gospel witness that may save their soul. So when you deny them before men and you won't give his gospel, then at the time you're on your knees in prayer and seeking the Lord, he may deny you before his Father, which is in heaven, because we ask in Jesus' name. And if he denies us and just won't allow it through because of us, because of sin in our life or some other thing, just understand, you deny him before men, he denies you before the Father, which is in heaven. Then verse 34, Matthew 10, Jesus goes on and says, think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. And he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Now, did you hear those? At variance against the father, the daughter against the mother, the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law, opposed being of your own household, sometimes the household of God, you'll find there those that are opposed to you. But if you love the Father, you love God, then you love him even more than father or mother. We're to love him more than father, mother, son, or daughter. So when there's something of the Lord, and there's another thing, why my kids like that? Oh, my wife wants this, or my husband thinks we should do this, and it is putting those things ahead of the Lord. And you take a stand, you may find that the Lord is a divider even in the home. But don't be one of those hypocrites then that says God first, then family, then your job. If you have a thing where your son plays in Little League Baseball or something else, and there's a game on Sunday, and you say, well, we made a commitment, so we ought to before man keep our commitment. Well, number one, if you knew they played on Sundays, why did you make a commitment? And number two, you do know that church meets on Sunday. You're saved. You're a Christian. Jesus Christ shed his blood and died on a cross for your sin. He paid the ultimate price so that you would not have to spend eternity in a lake of fire doing that for you. Why is it all right to not make a promise to God or to break your promise to God, but not to man? Look, if you make a promise to man, but it supersedes and breaks your promise to God, you go back to that man and say, I cannot keep it. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm out of here. I can do this, but I'm not going to do it in your time frame because it interferes with what God wants me to do.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my